Oh, boy, this is exciting. Hey, everybody, I'm Rutledge Wood from NBC Sports. I am so excited to be here with you guys tonight. As some of you probably know, I am a huge car guy, huge Toyota fan. So proud to be here, part of the family. And this beautiful car right over here is obviously the reason that we're here. And I can't think of a better place than the Toyota Injector. Four stories, 166,000 square feet, that shows just how dedicated Toyota is, not only to motorsports in America, but the sport of NASCAR. So this is a really special event. I'm also someone that 20 years ago was dreaming about the last Supra that we had here in the U.S., and, of course, if you can connect the dots, if we're going to see that on the racetrack, that also means we're going to see it on the street, which is very, very exciting. Now, I've been around this sport for a while, so I can definitely say that Toyota is one of the most dedicated partners and supporters of this sport, which makes what we're doing here tonight at Daytona even that more exciting. And so with that, I would like to introduce this wonderful panel up here. First up, we've got Mr. Ed Laukes, the Group Vice President of Marketing at Toyota Motor North America. David Wilson, the President of Toyota Racing Development. We've got Mr. Kyle Busch, the 2015 NASCAR Cup Series champion, and sitting next to him, Christopher Bell, the 2017 NASCAR Truck Series champion and Toyota development driver in the Xfinity Series. So, Ed, with that, I will hand it over to you, friend.
Hi, Rhett. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Good afternoon, everyone. For those of you that think that I'm sweating through my shirt, I'm actually not. I just had some water spill on me, so... Sorry, it's not that hot, Lisa, in Daytona, ever. And it never rains either, except during practice on Thursday afternoons. I just want to say thank you to the members of the press for coming out and getting a chance to spend a little bit of time with us around Supra. We're really excited about bringing it to the racetrack in the Xfinity Series in 2019. The Camry will still race in the Cup Series, best-selling car in America for the last 16 years. And we're still very, very bullish on sedans in the car business. And so we believe that the Camry will still play an important role and stay in the Cup Series. But we're excited to have Supra. And we'll make some further announcements about Supra and its retail debut that will be coming in 2019. But this historical day for us, so we're really excited. I'd also like to welcome a couple of guests. And my paper's all wet now, too. Do you believe that? So first of all, one of the chief architects of this car and everything else that happens on the racetrack, David Wilson. So, David, thank you very much for all the hard work that you do for our entire racing program. Dave and I actually started with the company in the same year, 1989. He at TRD and me on the Toyota side. So we share a special bond with that. Also, Kevin Hunter from Calte, who you've met sometimes before, and they do the design on these vehicles. He's not here today, but... big deal with that. And also our chief engineer, Tata-san, is also here. Tata-san, you want to say hello to everyone? Things like this do not happen without chief engineers that are as passionate about racing like Tata-san. So thank you very much. Congratulations, and thank you for all your hard work and your dedication to NASCAR. Also, members of NASCAR and ISC, obviously, Lisa France and Brent Dewar, thank you very much for coming by and spending time with us, along with all your folks that always show us great support. And then Dave Alpern and JGR, you got your whole squad back here in a sport coat, and I really appreciate you showing up and getting all dressed up to come up here, especially JJ. You know, you're looking good, buddy, so appreciate it. So with that, exciting day for us. It'll be very, very exciting in Daytona 2019 when we make the debut of this in the Xfinity Series. And with that, I'm going to say, I'll turn it back over to Rutledge and you can talk to some of the other folks. Thank you.
Oh, Ed, this is so exciting. I mean, the car looks amazing. I don't know if I've made it clear how excited I am. I just want to make sure we're all on that same page. David, with that being said, from a TRD perspective, what does it mean to have another Toyota, not just another car, but not just the Camry, not just the Tundra, but now the Supra in NASCAR?
Well, Rutledge, this is truly a landmark occasion and opportunity for Toyota and TRD USA. You know, we've been absolutely dedicated to bringing Supra
back to American motorsports, and the fact that it gets to debut in the NASCAR Xfinity Series, you know, it's a great honor, and it really speaks to just how important NASCAR is to our company. You know, I can't say enough about the special collaboration that this project took. Tadasan, Kevin Hunter and his team at Kelty Design, and of course our engineers at Tiered USA, they've just done a phenomenal job. The styling, you know, building that Super ready for the racetrack, just like they did with our 2018 Camry. So it takes a team. These are some of the most passionate people that I've ever had the opportunity to work with, and I'm just proud to be on that team. Now, Rudd, it's going to be a little bit different, seeing something other than just Camry out there on the racetrack. But we have a terrific record of success with our Camry in the Xfinity Series. Our first champion, I think, in Camry in the Xfinity Series, is standing to the left of me. And this this guy over to the far left, hopefully, will be our next champion driving a Camry. But as Ed said, obviously, we remain committed to Camry in the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. But we are excited to get that Supra into the Xfinity Series and see it start to build its own history.
Thanks, David. That's really cool. Kyle, we know you've certainly been driving Toyotas for a while, and you're the current record holder for the Xfinity Series victories. Tell us, what is this moment like for you, knowing you're going to get a chance to race this thing, hopefully put it in victory lane?
Well, I certainly would like to think I could be the first one to put it in victory lane, so that's what I want to look forward to, is being able to get back to the racetrack in the Xfinity Series, driving a Supra in 2019, and obviously getting to victory lane with it. So, you know, with all the work and all the things that I've done with Toyota over the course of my years with them and with JGR, there's certainly been a lot of victories in the Camry, both in Xfinity and the Cup Series. But certainly looking forward to adding a new nameplate to my winning and history books with Toyota, in being able to be the guy that runs across all three series with Tundra, with Supra, and with Camry. I think it's just going to add to the legacy of what we've been able to accomplish over the course of the last 10, 11 years. So it's been a phenomenal ride. It's been a lot of fun. Love the look of the Supra already. Can't wait to put my colors all over it in order to get it out there on the racetrack and show everybody what the Supra's all about. And thanks to David. Thanks to the guys at Kelty. Thanks to Mr. Takasan about designing the car and getting it to where it is today. And, of course, can't wait to see what happens on the street as well, too, with Supra.
Christopher, it sounds like there's a little bit of friendly competition in there for the guy who wants to get it to victory lane first. You did already drive this one, which I know Kyle wished he had. What say to you to that? Can you get it in victory lane before Kyle does?
Well, I did beat him to the driver's seat of that thing, so I got to drive it first, and it'd be pretty special to be the first winner in the Supra. Kyle's won his fair share of races in the Camry, and it'd be cool if I could stay above him there in the Supra victory lane.
That's awesome. Well, I know that I can speak for the car culture in the United States who just wants to say thanks. This is awesome news for those of us who have been waiting for the Supra to come back. I can't think of a better time. And to know how many of those fans are going to get to watch us on the track, it's going to be unbelievable. So thank you guys. It's so cool to be here, be a part of it. And now, you know, we've answered the question the fan said, when are we going to see the Supra? We know we're going to see it in 19, and the countdown to race day begins. So this is fantastic. We're going to, with that being said, we're going to do a few quick photos with you four right over here, and then we're going to break these guys all up separately to do some media. Say it again, Lisa. Oh, we're going to open up to media questions as well. Excuse me. We got media questions first. Yeah, if you got a question, raise your hand, we'll get right to you.
You're running Camry next year, and I assume the composite bodywork has a reason for going Supra. Will composite bodywork bring Supra over to the Monster Energy Series?
So again, obviously Supra, we're going to run with the carbon fiber flange fit bodies, because that's the current rule structure in the Xfinity Series. We are working along with our other OEM partners with NASCAR on the future as it relates to composite bodies in the Cup Series. But at this point, the decision and a definitive timeline hasn't been set.
Thank you.
And the cool thing is, if you have any questions for the Calte team, you know, when they design the Camry and the race start together, we still haven't seen anyone else do anything like that in this sport in so many years. It's a really cool group of people. If you get the chance to meet them, you should.
Jared Jordan, KickingTheTires.net and Performance Racing Network. This has been obviously something that's been going on for several years. We know how this process works. But what has been the fan reaction from the rumors that this was going to actually to be a reality? And because personally, as David knows, this is one of my favorite cars back from when I was growing up. So,
yeah, I think I can answer that. Obviously, the rumors came out that the Supra was going to come to the racetrack. But before there was even any discussion about coming to the racetrack, there's been rumors for years about when Supra going to come back to the streets as a production car. So I think, you know, there's Supra fan clubs all over, especially in California, West Coast. But the reaction has been extremely positive. People are really excited, and people are asking for what's next and when are they going to get a chance to see the production car. So we think this is a great place to debut this vehicle as it comes back into the mix. And, you know, NASCAR has really served us well from a Camry perspective. As I said earlier, we're still in the car business. Some of the other guys have decided that they're going to be in the SUV and truck business, and Toyota's still going to be in the car business.
Chris?
Oh, hi, sir. Jim Utter, Motorsport.com for Ed or David. I was just curious, which came first, the idea of wanting to introduce a new model car into NASCAR competition or finding a home for Supra itself?
Well, again, the spirit that the OEMs have with NASCAR is, you know, the production vehicles always come first. And what was neat is Tadasan, who is the father of this Supra, from the beginning, he wanted to see it race, and he came and talked to his friends here. He's been to several NASCAR races, looking at the sport, and early last year, he put his stamp of approval on NASCAR, and that really started the ball rolling with getting the Super to where we are today.
Yeah, Chris Nykatch, Vince.com for David or Ed. With the new model change for 2019, does it allow the door to be open for newer existing teams to switch from another manufacturer to Toyota or a new team to come in and run the Supra?
Yeah, you know, Chris, we're always open to new teams joining Toyota in all three garages. You know, with a body change, you know, it requires a bit of new investment. So certainly that might lead to some new Toyota teams coming on board. We'd welcome the opportunity.
Mark Long with AP back here for Ed. Obviously, you've seen the Camaro make the jump from Xfinity, and you saw the Mustang make the jump. It doesn't appear that this is in the plans for the Supra to make the jump. Why is it important to have the Camry to keep the Camry in the Cup Series?
Sorry, I didn't hear the last half of your question. Fans are really noisy.
Why is it important to have the Camry stay in the Cup Series and the Supra not make the jump like we've seen with the Mustang and the Camaro?
Yeah, I got it. So, you know, the Camry's been with us since 2007, since we entered in Cup. And we believe Camry's best-selling car in America for the last 16 years. And as I said earlier, we still believe in cars. We believe in the sedan business. And we also believe the exposure that Camry gets as a nameplate has served us very well, and we'll continue with it in Cup Series for the near future. You know, similar to, I believe, you know, Camaro and Mustang both started in Xfinity Series. You know, will start in Xfinity Series, and, you know, you never know long term. But right now, our current plans are to stay with Camry.
Greg Engel, Auto Week. Congratulations. I know this was hard to get to this point. But I wanted to understand two quick things. The onus for this whole thing came from the designer here. And you didn't have any idea that you were going to run a Supra in NASCAR, and he came to you and said, yes, we'd like to do that. And also the SUVs, you kind of touched on this, the SUVs and crossovers, those are the number one vehicles being sold right now, but yet you're sticking with cars. So in your mind, NASCAR is still relevant in terms of selling, you know, winning on Sunday and selling on Monday?
Yeah, so if you, statistically, we run about, as an industry, we're running about 70-30 SUV truck to car. Historically, you know, it was 60-40 car to truck, and then went 50-50. We think that it will end up, stick around 70-30, maybe a little bit more. But like anything, when you produce a vehicle that that brings passion and emotion to people, you know, our Camry is selling as fast as we can build them out of Georgetown, Kentucky. And if you've seen them out on the road, they really look spectacular. So I think, you know, when you can evoke emotion into a sedan, then you bring back that emotion. So that's, and I'm not sure long term whether or not these guys will stay out of the car business. Just like any trend, you know, some trends go and come and go, things come and go. So we don't see it. What was the second part of your question? Oh, Tata-san? So Tata-san is the chief engineer of Supra, of the production vehicle, and as well as he assisted with this, and as Dave said earlier, his vision was actually to see it on the racetrack. So when he first came to us and showed us the preliminary designs a few years ago, we asked right away, so we want to introduce it into NASCAR and bring it into Xfinity to introduce it, and he's been 100% supportive and been involved every single step of the way.
Jerry Jordan, kicking the tires in PRN again. Where will this the production model be built at and made?
So, I can't give you any specific details on the production model yet because we've got to wait until we go through the introduction. But we have a partner in it, and so you'll have more details coming very soon.
Ed, I have a question. Did Tata-san also design the FT1 that toured around, and a lot of people got to see that up close and ask that question for the past 3 years, is the Super coming?
So, Rut, I believe that was a product of Kelty Design, Kevin Hunter's team. I think that is when the conversation started. There are certain lines and just overall awesomeness that FT1 demonstrated, that people started connecting the dots. And I think it was instructive because we got a lot of mileage out of that, you know, showed it to a lot of folks. Again, Kevin and the guys at Kelty really did a great job.
Yeah, just a quick follow-up for that. For those of you that have been around the car business for a long time, you've seen production cars that come out of concept cars at auto shows all the time. And the FT1... was produced in Kelty, but Tata-san worked and helped them with it, and that was the inspiration long term for this vehicle.
One thing's for sure, getting a legendary name in motorsports on the track with some of the best drivers in the world, I think we know is going to be really exciting. So congrats to you guys. This is really special. We're going to do some pictures now with you four over here by the car. Then we're going to break out and do some individual media if anybody has more questions. But one more round of applause for Toyota and the Super returning.